My dear friends, in the solitude of isolation, it's natural for doubts and fears to cloud our thoughts, to whisper lies about our worth and purpose. We've all experienced those moments of uncertainty, when the weight of the world seems too heavy to bear alone. But let us pause and remember, even in the depths of our isolation, God is there. His presence surrounds us like a warm embrace, His love reaching into the darkest corners of our hearts. In those moments, when we feel most alone, His voice speaks words of comfort and reassurance. It's in the silence of isolation that we're often confronted with our deepest vulnerabilities, our most profound struggles. Yet, it's also in those moments that we can experience the transformative power of God's love. His love is not contingent upon our circumstances or our ability to hold it all together. It is a love that meets us in our brokenness, offering solace and strength when we need it most. So, my friends, let us not be disheartened by the trials of isolation. Instead, let us embrace the opportunity it presents to draw closer to the one who never leaves nor forsakes us. Let us allow His love to permeate every corner of our being, bringing light to the darkness and hope to the despair. For in His presence there is fullness of joy, and in His love there is everlasting peace. My beloved brothers and sisters, as we stand on the threshold of a new chapter, let courage be our guiding light. Though the shadows of isolation may linger, we are not alone. For in the depths of our souls, there resides a flame of divine courage, ignited by the very breath of God. It is this courage that emboldens us to cast aside our fears, to confront the unknown with unwavering resolve and unshakable faith. It is this courage that empowers us to step boldly into the light of God's grace, knowing that His love will always lead us forward. In moments of uncertainty, it's easy to succumb to fear, to shrink back from the challenges that lie ahead. But let us remember the words of Scripture. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. These are not just empty words. They are a promise that empowers us to rise above our fears and embrace the abundant life that God has planned for us. So, let courage be our anthem as we emerge from the shadows of isolation. Let us stand firm in the knowledge that we are beloved children of God, equipped with everything we need to face whatever may come our way, with hearts ablaze, with courage and minds grounded in His truth. Let us press forward with confidence, knowing that He who is within us is greater than anything that stands against us. My dear friends, in the depths of darkness, hope flickers like a flame, its gentle glow illuminating the path before us. Though the night may seem endless and the shadows overwhelming, let us not despair, for hope remains steadfast, a beacon of light in our darkest hour. Like a tender plant, hope requires nurturing and care. Or let us feed this flame with the promises of God's word. For in His promises lies the assurance of a brighter tomorrow. Though the road may be fraught with obstacles and the journey long and arduous, let us cling to the hope that springs eternal from the depths of our souls. For even in the darkest of nights, joy comes in the morning with each new dawn.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Save big money on protecting your garden now at Menards. Messina's Animal Stopper is a liquid repellent that prevents animals from damaging your garden. Available in a convenient, ready-to-use bottle. It lasts for up to 30 days, regardless of weather and watering. Save big money on Messina's Animal Stopper at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. On, his mercies are renewed, showering us with grace and compassion beyond measure. Let us lift our eyes to the horizon, for the dawn of a new day is upon us, a day filled with the promise of redemption, restoration, and renewal. So, my dear friends, let us rekindle the flame of hope within us. Let us hold fast to the promises of God, knowing that He who has promised is faithful. And as we journey forward, may the light of hope shine brightly within us, guiding our steps and illuminating the path to a future filled with His unfailing love and boundless grace. Behold, my dear brothers and sisters, the dawn of a new season is upon us, a season of renewal and restoration, orchestrated by the hand of our loving Creator, just as the earth eagerly awaits the refreshing touch of spring rains to quench its thirst and bring forth new life. So too does our souls thirst for the renewing waters of God's grace. In this season of renewal, let us open our hearts wide to receive the abundant outpouring of His grace. Like the gentle rain that softens the hardened soil, His grace penetrates the depths of our being, breaking down walls of doubt and despair, and nurturing the seeds of faith and hope within us. As the spring rains bring life to the barren earth, so too does God's grace bring life to our weary souls, breathing new vitality into every fiber of our being. Let us drink deeply from the wellspring of His grace, allowing it to wash over us, cleansing us from the stains of sin, and refreshing us with the promise of redemption. And just as the earth is transformed by the renewing power of the spring rains, so too are we transformed by the renewing power of God's grace. Let us emerge from the cocoon of isolation, renewed and restored, ready to embrace the abundant life that God has planned for us. So, my beloved brothers and sisters, let us rejoice in this season of renewal. Let us open our hearts to receive the transforming power of God's grace, allowing it to revive our spirits and rejuvenate our souls. And as we journey forward, may we bear witness to the miraculous work of His grace in our lives, shining brightly as beacons of hope and vessels of His love to a world in need of renewal. My dear brothers and sisters, in the midst of life's storms, we find solace and strength in the promises of our faithful God, like an anchor securing a ship in turbulent waters. His promises are steadfast and unwavering, providing stability in the midst of chaos. Let us hold fast to His word, for it is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Every promise finds its fulfillment in Christ, the embodiment of God's faithfulness and love. In Him, we discover the fulfillment of every longing, the answer to every prayer, and the assurance of our ultimate redemption. When the winds of doubt howl and the waves of fear threaten to overwhelm us, let us cling to the promises of God with unwavering faith, for in Him, we find refuge from the storm, a safe harbor where we can find rest for our weary souls. In Christ, we find redemption, a restoration of all that was lost, a renewal of all that was broken. Let our hearts overflow with gratitude and praise for the countless blessings bestowed upon us through His promises. Let us never forget the depth of His love and the magnitude of His grace, which are poured out upon us abundantly. My dear friends, let us heed the call to release the burdens of the past, like heavy chains weighing us down. The sins, regrets, and sorrows of yesterday threaten to hinder our progress and dim the light of hope in our hearts. But fear not, for we are not bound to our past. In Christ we find freedom. Freedom from guilt, freedom from shame, freedom from the chains that once ensnared us. For on the cross, he bore the weight of our sins, offering himself as a sacrifice to set us free. Therefore, let us lay our burdens at the foot of the cross, surrendering them to the one who bore them for us. Let us release our grip on the past, trusting in the promise of God's word that in Christ we are made new. The old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. As we let go of the past, we make room for God's grace to work in our lives. His grace is a transformative force, capable of turning our mourning into dancing, our ashes into beauty. So let go, dear friends, and let God's grace wash over you, cleansing you from the stains of yesterday and renewing you with his love. For it is his grace that transforms us from glory to glory, molding us into the image of Christ with each passing day. As we journey forward, may we do so with hearts open to his grace, minds renewed by his truth, and spirits refreshed by his presence. And may we never forget that, in Christ, our past does not define us. His grace empowers us to embrace the abundant life he has planned for us. My beloved brothers and sisters, in a world often marred by division and discord, let us heed the timeless commandment to let love be our guide. Love, the greatest of virtues, has the power to transcend barriers and bridge divides, uniting hearts in a bond that is both powerful and profound. As followers of Christ, we are called to be beacons of his love, shining brightly amidst the darkness of hatred and strife. Let us reflect his love in all that we say and do, extending kindness, compassion, and grace to all whom we encounter. Love is not merely a feeling or emotion, but a deliberate choice, an act of the will to seek the good of others above our own. It is patient and kind, gentle and forgiving, selfless and sacrificial. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. In a world that often seeks to tear us apart, let us choose love as our response. Let us love not only those who are easy to love, but also those who challenge us, who hurt us, who are different from us. For in loving our neighbors as ourselves, we fulfill the greatest commandment and bear witness to the transformative power of Christ's love. So let us walk in love, my dear friends, with humility and grace, shining brightly as reflections of the love that first loved us. And as we do, may the world take notice, and may they see in us the love of Christ that knows no bounds and changes everything it touches. My dear friends, the time for action is now. As the body of Christ, we are called not only to believe but to act, to be doers of the word, not merely hearers. For faith without works is dead, a mere shadow of what it could be. Arise, O church, and shine forth with the light of Christ. Let your actions speak louder than your words, demonstrating the transformative power of the gospel in tangible ways. Let us not be content to simply profess our faith with our lips, but let us live it out with every fiber of our being. In a world ravaged by suffering and injustice, let us be agents of change, bringing hope to the hopeless, healing to the broken, and love to the marginalized. Let us serve one another with humility and compassion, following the example of our Lord and Savior, who came not to be served, but to serve, for it is in serving others that we truly reflect the heart of Christ and fulfill the greatest commandments: to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. So let us roll up our sleeves and get to work, my dear friends, knowing that our labor in the Lord is not in vain. Let us be bold and courageous in our actions, trusting in the power of the Holy Spirit to guide and empower us, and as we serve one another in love and humility. May our lives be a living testimony to the transformative power of the gospel, shining brightly for all to see and bringing glory to our heavenly Father. And now, my dear brothers and sisters, may the Lord bless you and keep you in his tender care. May his face shine upon you with radiant grace, and may his presence bring you peace beyond understanding. May you walk in the power of his Spirit, empowered to overcome every obstacle and to fulfill every purpose he has ordained for your life. May you go forth with confidence, knowing that you are deeply loved and cherished by your heavenly Father. As you journey forward, may you be filled with his love and grace, overflowing with compassion and kindness towards all whom you encounter. May your words and actions be a reflection of his light, shining brightly in a world that desperately needs his love. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Now let us conclude this message with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I come before you today with a heavy heart, seeking your divine intervention in my life. I ask for your help in bringing breakthrough and restoration into my life. Lord, I know that you are the God of endless possibilities, and you are able to do exceedingly and abundantly beyond what I could ever ask or think. So, I ask that you make a way for me where there seems to be no way. Lord, I pray for your protection from all the troubles and challenges that I am currently facing. I know that you are my refuge and strength, a very present help in times of trouble. Please shield me from harm and keep me safe from all evil. Cover me with your precious blood and protect me from all the attacks of the enemy. Father, I pray that you will grant me the courage and strength to face my problems with a positive attitude and a steadfast heart. I know that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Help me to trust in your plan and to have faith that everything will work out for my good. I pray that you will restore what has been lost and bring healing to every area of my life that needs it. Lord, I know that you are a God of restoration and you are able to make all things new. So, I ask that you restore my health, my finances, my relationships, and every other area of my life that needs your touch. I know that you are a God of miracles, and I trust that you will perform miracles in my life. I pray that you will open doors for me that no one can shut, and close doors that no one can open. I pray that you will give me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to make the right decisions in every area of my life. Lord, I thank you for hearing my prayer and for your love and mercy. I give you all the glory, honor, and praise. I know that you are able to do exceedingly and abundantly beyond what I could ever ask or think. So, I wait in expectation for your breakthrough, restoration, and protection in my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.